I'm just noticing Father Z left his homily up here. Cool. I actually was at Mass with him. I was a deacon for a solemn high Mass. This is what I look like when a person wakes up at 3 in the morning to rehearse for being a deacon at a solemn high Mass. So I have been up since 3 in the morning getting ready for it. But it's beautiful, and I'm feel privileged. I have to get up at 3 in the morning to do those kinds of things because, like St. John Vianney, I love confession, and I'm terrible at Latin. So here's my homily. All right. today we see the kings arrived, right? The Magi. And they prostrated themselves. You know, that's something that's often missed in here. I'd love to have a nativity scene. If anybody's good at sculptures, make this for me. Three kings laying flat on their belly before the Lord. Because that's what prostrate really means, right? They prostrated themselves. They're kings, they're leaders, you know, they're highly acclaimed in the places where they came. First of all, we can't miss too that they're not Jewish. Okay, so this is an opening to beyond the Jewish people. Okay, not instead of, but including and beyond the Jewish people. And they are the prominent figures from their lands, and they come before this little tiny baby and prostrate themselves. They're turning over their authority. They're giving to the baby Jesus superiority, okay, over them, right? See, this is what the word Epiphany, this is the little few notes that I do have. Epiphany is celebrated as the first manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, representing the three kings coming from distant lands. The word Epiphany originally meant a manifestation or appearance of something, usually a divine being, okay? Today, when someone has an epiphany, I had an epiphany, right? It also means that they had a sudden insight into the deeper meaning of something. A sudden insight into the deeper meaning of something. In other words, we can live and think our lives on a superficial level, right? But God and His Word brings us into the depths of reality, of truth. And that's the place that God is calling all of us. I was noting last week, I found somebody noticed this, and I thought, that's interesting. The words silent and listen are spelled with the same letters. You see, that's what we need to do. We need to do, and I often use the scene, right, of Martha and Mary. They get the Son of God in their living room. Martha just keeps on going. Just kind of doing the good and noble and respectable things, hospitality and all that good stuff. But as if this person was just another person. Okay? Mary gets it. She stops. She makes herself silent. And she listens. She hangs on His every word. God wants us to take us to that place. That place where deeper truths lie. You see, this explains in a huge way what's going on in our culture, our world right now. We're living superficially, at least thinking superficially. And people will, everybody should just, I'm woke, they'll say. Well, you're not. No, you're not. You're not understanding the deeper truths of things. You haven't had that epiphany to understand that it's not the ways of the world that we're called to do, but the ways of God. The deep understanding what morals and principles and virtues and values really mean. How we're called to treat our brothers and sisters. How we're called to follow the ways of God, not the ways of man. And then what happens then? that kind of world if lived out by everybody, maybe that might happen someday. It seems pretty infinitesimally improbable. But imagine everybody lived the ways of God. You know where we'd be? We'd be in the Garden of Eden again. We'd be back into paradise. You know? I mean, we wouldn't have to lock our doors, for instance. You know, right now, everybody's on high alert. There's all kinds of craziness going on. Why? Because people are living by their own truth. What they think is truth. How woke they are. Right? This celebrates this scene here of us saying, these three guys, right, are saying, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. I'll do my best to lead, but I want to do it under the mantle of God's will, God's word. See, that's how we're all to live. And this is, you know, the world would be an Eden, but why not create Eden wherever we are? In our homes, for sure, in our workplace, by doing what? By living in that deeper truth, that deeper reality. You know, one of the deeper truths is that I need to put myself last. I need to be self-forgetting. You know, a lot of people are carrying around a lot of sadness. And a lot of times when I listen to them, I come to this place. I say, listen, why not do this? Wake up in the morning and just say, you know what? I just trust God. You're going to make me joyful, all right? But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make everybody else's day. And I'm not going to worry about people making mine. And you know what happens there? Is that we come into a joy that's inexpressible. When we're living for others to build them up. To help them to live in a little bit of paradise when they're around us. To help lift them out of their doldrums. And not so much worry about ourselves. And then what happens is we go, this is a really great feeling. I'm not worried. I'm not carrying around this heavy, weight of wondering when the next person is going to try to lift me up. Right? Forget about that. Just be about lifting everyone else up. See, that's a kind of epiphany for people. Oh, yeah. You know what? Then I'd live a deeper joy than just a satisfaction here and a satisfaction here, there, because somebody smiled at me. Now, living that life where, oh, well, somebody please smile at me so I can, be happy. Happiness is found in doing everything we can to make other people happy. Imagine a world like that. You see, these are the deeper truths, the deeper realities that God is calling all of us. And so we need to do the Magi thing. Lay prostrate. It's just a little baby. It's not an experienced adult who went to college and got a PhD and had all this full life experience. It's a little baby. But this baby is God. This baby is God. Can we lay prostrate before a little baby? Who hasn't learned to talk yet? It's a big deal. It's a big deal. But we need to do it. And then we'll enter in to that deeper truth, that deeper reality, that life not in the world so much, but as children of God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.